Hi friends, my name is Dr. Sindra Kampoff, a national leader in the field of sport and performance psychology. Every week, I'm on the local radio sharing my top tips on exactly how to develop the mindset of the world's best so you can accomplish all your dreams. Get ready for a jam-packed episode focused on practical tips to help you get after your goals and step out of your comfort zone. Let's go.
It's time to check in with Sindra Kampoff today, and today we're talking about growing your confidence. Sindra, start us off with a quote.
I love this quote by Oprah, and she said, "You don't become what you want, you become what you believe."
Mm-hmm. So tell us exactly what we're talking about today.
Today we're talking about how confidence is both a feeling and a foundational skill. And kind of what I mean by that is a feeling, you know, it's not arrogance, it's not cockiness, but it's really the result of our focus and our interpretation and the thoughts that we really give power to. But the feeling, Lisa, of confidence is really hard to manufacture. And sometimes we try to rely on just feeling confidence and we don't really do uncomfortable things. But there's a difference between feeling confident and like the foundational skill of confidence. And that, you know, the foundational skill is what's connected to performance. We're not born with confidence, but we can grow it over time. And sometimes we confuse the feeling of confidence with the skill of confidence.
Uh-huh. So why is confidence so important for us to build?
Well, it really is a decision that we make every day. And what I have found just working with elite performers and, you know, successful business people is that confidence really is fragile, especially this feeling of confidence can come and go. And so, you know, people, events, situations, they can all impact our confidence. So it's really important we nurture it every day. And the reason it's important is because if you look at the research on performance, then what we know is, you know, confident people, they work harder, they set more challenging goals, and they persist longer. So they're more gritty and they're more likely to go after their big dreams. And so, you know, our confidence really shapes everything we focus on, how we think, our beliefs, and our actions. And that's why it's so important to grow the foundational skill of confidence.
So what's one way that we can grow our confidence or build our confidence?
Well, one way we can do that is make a decision to be fully prepared. And so what I mean by that is, you know, preparation is one of the most powerful sources of confidence, and it isn't under our control. So, you know, our preparation is something we can't control. And so we can, you know, be deliberate and put in, you know, daily work to really reach our goals. And when we do this, you know, this is important to review our training, review, you know, what we have prepared. And sometimes we kind of forget that. And both of them, you know, the preparation helps us build the feeling of confidence and the foundational skill of confidence. So sometimes we just have to remind ourselves that we have put in the extra work and that, you know, we're dedicated to.
And so another way that we can do this is imagine success. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. You know, confident people do imagine their past successes and the future successes. And kind of what I mean by that is they create, you know, the future in their mind and then they live it. And so to improve your own confidence, one of the things you can do is develop a personal highlight reel. You know, whether, you know, when you go to a movie, you might see like in the highlight. And you can do that in your mind, in your past performances or your future performances. So maybe you have like a big speech coming up or an interview, or a time you really want to knock it out of the park. That's really important that you visualize the way that you want it to go and put it in your mind first.
And what's another decision that we can make to be confident?
The last decision we're going to talk about today is really about being your own best friend. And what I mean by that is your own self-talk has a direct impact on your confidence. And, you know, if you're not confident, you're likely telling yourself all the reasons you can't do something. You know, words like I can't, or, you know, I won't do that, or I can't, you know, or I'm not enough. And so these phrases really disempower us. And so I think the key is to really notice the voice inside your head. And if you need to, change it. And just like your best friend would, give yourself evidence on why you can be successful, and, you know, why you can do something really, really good. And that's what your best friend would say instead of the reasons that you can't.
Sindra, do you have a final point for us today?
Sure. I would say, you know, confidence is really a choice we make every day. It's your belief and your trust and your ability. And it is a choice and decision that we can make. But I think the key is to not overthink the feelings of confidence, because sometimes we are nervous and unconfident. If something, especially when we're trying something new, we can feel unconfident. So keep building the skills, the foundational skill of confidence, and intentionally decide today to build your confidence.
What's our power phrase this week?
I choose confidence today.
All right. Well, Sindra, how do people get in touch with you if they want to read more about this or learn a little bit more about what you do with your work?
Absolutely. They can head over to Dr. Sindra, so drcindra.com. And then I have a chapter on confidence in my book, Beyond Grit, and you can find that information over there.
Way to go for finishing another episode of The High Performance Mindset. I'm giving you a virtual fist pump. Holy cow, did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, remember to subscribe, and you can head over to Dr. Sindra for show notes and to join my exclusive community for high performers, where you get access to videos about mindset each week. So again, you can head over to Dr. Sindra, that's drcindra.com. See you next week.